54% of Americans think the ICE agent shooting of Renee Good was not justified. 60% say the Trump administration responded to the ICE agent's actions unfairly. These numbers show you do not have the American public on your side. Does that concern you?
Well, the facts are that this individual weaponized her car and threatened the life of the law enforcement officer and those around him. And that is what the media needs to cover. People understand is the truth when they have the chance to hear the facts around the case. And this individual was impeding law enforcement operations for quite some time before this incident happened. It's a tragedy that this situation has happened in this country, and we hope there's never another situation like this before. But this officer relied on his training to defend his life and to defend those around him, and we're grateful that we're in a situation where we hope that more people don't weaponize their vehicles like this. We're seeing it happen over and over again. We've seen over 100 different vehicle weaponized and attacking law enforcement officers. I would hope that Mayor Fry, when he's on here, that he'll announce that he's going to start working with us to bring safety to the streets. If he would set up a peaceful protest zone so that these individuals can exercise their First Amendment rights and do so peacefully, we would love that. Because we could work together to make sure we're getting criminals to justice and letting people still express their First Amendment rights.
Well, you know that it is in dispute about weaponizing a car versus driving forward. But I'll put that aside.
No, it's really not. Everybody can watch the videos and see that.